was the one that you would come up with when we were watching Iron Eagle? It's like on ramp to the scary place.
Oh, right, because Iron Eagle is like that's right, because Iron Eagle was like the Kmart version of Top Gun.
Top Gun. No. It's all come full circle now.
And here we are.
Here we are. My body's writing checks that my heart, my brain, my body, my arms can't cash.
That's because we're getting old.
Is that line from this movie?
And we're watching Top Gun.
And we're watching
to find out.
Yeah, I'm super excited. So I'm Pete.
I'm Brian.
I'm Neil.
I'm Dave.
Dave's
back.
Dave.
For that international je ne sais quoi we always are missing.
Oh, nice. I like it. Yeah, very nice. We went French on that.
I don't know what that is. That's good.
But he's Irish.
Yeah. Close enough.
I don't know what je ne sais quoi
is. It's all Europe. It's all part of the EU.
It's over there.
You go on crack.
So we are four dads navigating the films of our utes. Which we should do that movie at some point.
With Utes?
My cousin Vinny?
I was going to say, is that a movie Utes?
No.
I'm so out of the loop.
Utes.
Yeah, Harmony Korine, right?
Navigating these movies that we remember with nostalgia.
That's certainly this one.
It's a lot of nostalgia, this movie.
Uh-huh.
But we've got a sequel out there now, though, so it's very prescient.
Not out yet.
Soon.
It's very soon.
Summer, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this summer. I'm kind of curious because it's been a minute since I've seen this movie, but I have seen this movie a lot.
Me too.
I'm not gonna lie, I've got a pretty solid memory of this movie.
Yeah, I don't think I'm gonna be surprised by anything, but maybe there'll be a few things that I'll be cringy about, like that may or may not hold up. I don't know.
I feel like that's you'd be confident in that statement, Pete. I feel like there's gonna a lot of it is not gonna hold up.
I think
up.
I'm gonna like it, but there may be things I don't like, so therefore this movie may be interesting to watch.
I'm gonna hedge
that
my
is,
bets.
That is a very definitive line you draw.
I am
in that
taking
sand.
A stand. I am planting my flag, or maybe not.
I know for a fact I'm gonna like the music. Unequivocally.
you and Kenny Loggins.
You and
man,
Kenny
that's
Loggins.
Your jam.
Yeah.
Well, so this was the soundtrack to every road trip in my ute. We listened to this driving to Colorado 500,000 times.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
What was your first memory of this movie? Did you see it in the theater?
No, I didn't see it in the theater. I mean, I don't know.
I wish.
Do you remember the first time you saw it? I guess. Any of you guys? Do you guys?
I don't.
I've got a story for my first time. With Tom Cruise.
Do I need a cigarette?
I'd say you're not the only man in America has a story for his first time with Tom Cruise.
Coming in hot.
Safe bet.
So when I first saw this movie, my dad had set up surround sound in our TV viewing room.
That's fancy.
And he was very proud of it. And my grandmother, his mother, loved Top Gun. Can't imagine why she loved Top Gun. But she was also hard of hearing, she would jack up the volume to like the loudest setting, probably because she couldn't hear what the dialogue was saying. But all of a sudden, and she would watch it at night, so everyone would be in bed. It'd be like 9-10 o'clock at night, and you would just hear like loud talking, right? But then when the afterburners would kick in and that surround sound kicked in,
this would be a great.
The Kenny Loggins would shake, and we would get up, and there'd be my grandmother asleep on the couch while like the whole house is shaking like a level 3
earthquake.
She's getting
rocked to sleep at night.
That must be why. Like at different, like you know, between the volleyball scene and like it was just.
This would be a very good surround sound movie. Actually, thinking about it.
It was. I'm not gonna lie. Like, but I mean, seriously, I also probably lost some hearing at a very young age.
Now that you say that, I think when we got some speakers at our house, this was the first thing we played.
Of course you did.
Yeah.
That or the was it THX of
anything
Star Wars?
With just the first 10 seconds. Yeah.
Star Wars is what we played. We set up surround sound first.
That's a good choice.
It was.
Yeah.
Star Wars for us too.
Solid.
But I'm excited.
Yeah.
We're going to get some ice cream. We're going to get some scotch.
But wait, we still have to let our listeners know.
What are the questions that we're answering.
What's the task at hand?
Well, I mean, we could put this GS on Dave here.
Wait, what was the word before Dave?
GS? G-I-A-S? GS?
Okay, just checking.
It's a word.
Okay, I thought it was a different word.
I like your idea, Brian. Let's let Dave do it.
I mean, I wonder why that is, Dale. Was it maybe last week you fucking...
I can't carry you guys every week.
As entertaining as your flop sweat gets.
Does it hold up?
Question one.
Should we make our kids watch it?
Question three.
What? Yeah. Oh, yes. Man, I actually went the other way with that.
You are so confident, too. Like,
indicated.
Wow. So you go with question number two. It's been a while. Give me a break. Should it be remade, removed, rehashed? I don't know. There's a couple of
what would be the Irish term for rebooting or recycling? What would you... Is there any word that is...
Secondhand would be the thing I'm thinking in my head.
Secondhanded. Okay.
Ooh. Tom Cruise will secondhand this movie.
No, I can't think of an expression for it. Like, you know, Dane DeRee should be like made again, but like, I don't know.
Hey, look, that's pretty Irish.
That's very Irish. But it's just the two words for made again. So it's not like, I can't think of the word for remade. I don't know. I'll have to cry. It's a while since I've been, I didn't think I was going to get a quiz for this. Like, Dave, come back. You haven't been in a while. That's great.
You were so happy.
Hit him with a quiz. Quick.
Yeah, we've really upped our game. Like, we're all professional.
Oh, yeah.
You notice the jumpsuits? Just podcast in a second language. Yeah, we're all going to do it in French tonight.
We're trying to branch out to other regions.
Not many people speaking Irish. I feel like you might pick a... Why say that out loud? That makes sense. Don't keep that gold under wraps.
Oh, yes. Tom Cruise will seek other regions.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. That's three. Listeners should keep track of how many times we zing Tom Cruise.
How many times he zing himself game. In this movie affair would be a better thing to keep track of.
Oh, we should have a drinking game for something that, like, whenever he throws that smile, we have to take a drink.
How about every time he runs?
Any, like, pseudo-homoerotic stuff, I feel like you'd be under the table.
I really don't think Tom Cruise runs in this movie.
Oh, when did Tom Cruise, like, the whole trope of him running everywhere start?
The Firm. When he was in...
I was waiting for Neil to make a comment.
I was going to say, is it my turn yet?
In the movie The Firm.
Oh, the movie The Firm.
Yeah.
Now, that's when he was, like, running on every city street, like, constantly for absolutely no reason. And then it just became, like... Mission Impossible and all the others.
And but he runs. Yeah. The legs kick so fast.
The firmer Tom Cruise likes. Never mind.
So we all said how often we've watched this movie and how we love it. Can you guys name all of the pilots?
Iceman, Goose, Maverick, Magic Man.
No, that's Merlin.
I said what I said.
I like that better.
So Magic Man. Everyone just have Man. Maverick
was
Man.
Was there four?
There's six.
Hollywood,
yeah. And
Goose, Rubber Ducky.
Slider, you stink.
Oh, Slider, you stink.
And who's the instructor?
The instructor, Jeremy,
Tom Sekret.
Tom Sekret.
What's his handle?
Eagle.
Big Rubber
Joker?
Ducky.
Joker.
He's Joker?
That's a good
Joker.
Pull. Yep. I haven't seen this movie that much.
Fun fact, Ewan McGregor's...
Joker's here? Oh, shit!
Ewan McGregor's brother...
Is a
fighter pilot.
Yeah.
And his call sign is OB2.
Aw.
Yeah. That's his call sign, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
No, but at the same time, though, like, talk about being your brother's shadow. Like, I'm a fighter pilot. Yeah, actually. I fly, you know, in dogfight and things like that.
Yeah.
Who's your brother? Ewan McGregor. You mean Obi-Wan?
No, he's not really. He just sits in like a thing in a green screen. I fly an actual plane.
He pretends to be people. Yeah. Can we meet him? You're meeting me, a fighter pilot.
An actual fighter pilot.
You know how hard it is to be a fighter pilot? There's like only 30 of us.
That's true.
It's true.
How many Jedi are out there? Less and less, thanks to Anakin.
Naval aviators, I think, is what they prefer to be called.
Actually, he's Scottish, so...
You can just start quoting the movie the whole time.
He's a fighter pilot in the British Army, and like...
Yes. Yeah. And the RAF.
That was
Royal Air Force.
Yes. Well, there we
go. He's definitely lost that loving feeling.
It's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys ever do that in a bar?
No.
No?
No.
I did take my breath away, but it was not well received.
Well, don't do that to Kevin when you're at a bar.
My friend Jeff did that in probably 100 different bars, and I always was standing right next to him.
So you also have not done it in a bar?
I have not.
That's not a terrible song to sing, though.
That's my question. Did it ever work?
Yeah. Really? Out of 100 times?
Twice. Twice.
It actually worked better than you'd imagine.
I bet. I mean, it's a big move though. Like that is not.
Is there anything that we want to like go over before we start in on the movie, or are we just because we're
I mean, we're kind of in the movie now? I feel like we should.
Did we just watch it?
We just watched it.
The changeover.
Let's just pretend we watched it.
Movies and we're back.
And then quietly eat our ice cream in silence. We should pause it now because it's going to get good, and we'll keep digging after the break.
All right, let's just go and watch this because I'm excited.
Oh, we'll get Irish subtitles for Dave.
Running with them boys.
Oh, cheers, genitals.
I don't think that's a thing. It'd be very impressive.
We'll be right back. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Take my breath away.
Highway to the danger zone.
We're bringing you right back, Neil.
It's like he's in the room.
You're in the movie.
How did we get Kenny Loggins here on the podcast?
I feel like your grandmother.
You made a guest appearance on some
TV show. Kenny Loggins or what was Kenny Loggins' brother? Kenneth?
Lenny.
Lenny Loggins.
Leonard Loggins.
Lenny Loggins. Did you just snort?
No. Back from the danger
from
zone?
From the Indian Ocean.
From PTSD zone.
From back from in the
sad,
80s, yeah.
From sad synth.
Yeah.
Welcome back. And like we kind of went into it with so much gusto, and now we're coming out of it like all composed, and like it's almost as if we've learned hard life lessons and were forced to apply them.
In a very short period of time.
Well, the first half of the movie is all like, yeah, cool, cool. And the other half of the movie is like, you know, sad cost of war and living life on the edge, man.
By the way, people die. Get back out there,
champ.
There's
not as much action in it, actually, as I kind of remember. Like, there's not actually, if you broke it down and analyzed minute by minute, there's not actually a huge amount of action. There's a lot of, like, talking and being in locker rooms all sweaty.
I would say there's equal amount of action as there is Tom Cruise smiling.
Yes.
Oh, that's fair. There's a lot of him just smiling
just
at things.
Just smiling. It's almost as if he was running with his teeth.
And less plane action than running tongue action, you know? There's a lot of tongue action.
Yeah.
A lot of tongue action. What did you say, Neil? Like a whole generation of American... Oh, that was you, Dave.
That was me.
Whole generation of Americans.
Not just American. Confused young boys. Is this what I'm supposed to do?
How am I supposed to kiss? All the tongue. Everywhere.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
And preferably she's upside down.
Inverted, I believe, is the...
Inverted.
We're all doing that.
We're all doing it. So, well, like you say, the first half was action. It reminded me when we did G.I. Joe, and at the end, Brian shouted, "No consequences!" That was the first half of this movie.
Yeah.
And then the consequences really kicked in.
Just when Tom Skerritt, when Viper tells Maverick that Goose is dead, and like he's wearing those really awful tighty-whities, he's like, "Goose is dead.
I know.
I was there. Yeah. I was there at the beginning."
That was, you know, like 8 hours after they crashed, been rescued, checked over, in the hospital. He's in the hospital.
A tiny bit of editing could have fixed all that. Because I know you were saying, well, he's supposed to still be in the school. But, like, he could have said, yeah, he graduated, but they didn't have a mission together. He didn't see Val Kilmer for another 6 months or 2 years.
I see what you're saying.
They could have done anything. They could have said, like, 7 months later. And he's,
right,
you know.
Like, they did the graduation. He's out, like, well, we'll get into that. You're right. Like,
continuity-wise, nothing happened that meant this all had to happen in 4 days.
But they didn't. They did it in four days.
No, they were like, oh, it's been a few days. He'll be fine. It's like, okay.
Well, what was that line? Get him up, back up there as fast as you can.
And then he doesn't do well. And it's like, it's only been a couple days.
Yeah. He literally said the thing you were saying. It's been a few hours. It's fine.
Yeah, you know what? We'll get to it.
Who's going to go first?
I'll jump in at once.
Do you want me to do it? Okay. Yeah. I'm going to have to go off the cuff on this one, but you do realize we are living in a world where Tom Cruise is a naval aviator who can't sing. Comes a tale of fighter pilots who want to go to school and be better fighter pilots, but their fighter pilot bosses aren't teaching them the things that they need to and telling them stuff about hard decks and volleyball games when they're glistening in the sun. It's very confusing. That's all.
No, you had another sentence. That was good.
I did.
You had a second sentence. That was one. No, that was just one sentence.
That was all one sentence.
Yeah, you had a second sentence.
You had a second sentence?
Yeah, you had a second sentence.
I don't want a second sentence. I ran out of gas.
Don't need it.
I don't need it. Unnecessary.
Oh, two sentence synopsis. I'll give you one. Brokeback Mountain, but with planes. There we go.
I can't quit you.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute.
Not wrong.
Are you saying you saw gay stuff in this movie?
The trick is to be just gay enough.
Well, I just kind of wish they had gone like full throttle and just had them be lovers.
I like that you put full throttle in there.
Just go for
it. He went ballistic.
He went ballistic.
All over his ass he was. He was all over his ass.
Like, there's so much sexual tension. They're all over me, Mav.
Oh, him and Val Kilmer need to just like, fuck.
On that note, I'll do my two-sentence synopsis because Top Gun is the story of two ace pilots competing for the Top Gun position. But in reality, they are just dancing around each other in the embrace of true love and sexual tension.
Yeah. Two tops, no one wants to be a bottom. That was the problem.
Yeah, like, again, there is a recut of this trailer of those two.
Top Gun really brings a whole different meaning to the title now. Neil?
I don't know what any of you guys are talking about. This is a wonderful movie.
We're not disagreeing with you.
And it's totally not gay, and they're just pilots doing their pilot thing.
Is that your two-sentence synopsis?
Really, really, is that close to each other.
Pilots doing their pilot thing.
Yeah, I'll go with that. We can get into it now.
Cockpits are very tight quarters, so like they're used to just personal space is just being a lot smaller than what we are accustomed to.
Yeah, I'm just not sure that I feel comfortable with someone inside my bubble space constantly.
Val Kilmer was constantly right next to Tom Cruise's face.
It is one of my biggest pet peeves in the world are close talkers. When people like get right up in your, and they're just like...
I haven't encountered one in a long time, but I know what you're saying. Like,
a couple
remember,
of years.
Yeah, I remember as a girl in our work at one point, and she just would be
It's not like it's too in your face.
She's like, not even an unattractive girl. It's just like, what is going on?
Mm-hmm. It's just too close. I don't like the close talkers.
Close talker.
But they all liked it. They were all doing it, though. And the arms over the shoulder as well. Like, they were just in the briefing room. They were like, you know, arms out. He's like, we're four sitting close to each other. No one's arms out.
Jester and Viper, during the whole, I don't know, investigation panel, they're sitting on one of those wooden benches, and Viper's got his arm around Jester, and they're just, like, sitting on that wooden bench.
A lot of that camaraderie.
And it's fine, but at the same time,
brothers in arms.
Embrace it, though.
I feel like I, if they had suddenly been like, and then Maverick and Iceman started dating, you'd be like, no, I get it.
Dude, okay. I want to see a straight version of this film. That's what I want to see.
Why? What's wrong with this film?
I just want to see a straight
version. Question number one, it holds up. Boom. You can put it down.
All right, Pete's saying yes. We're going to...
Like, don't get me wrong, the sad synth music... And well, I mean, whenever they're talking about like their feelings,
I'm gonna say no, not because it's like
this is
not,
still,
it's not
this
that it's being gay. I think being gay is not the issue. It's that it's like pretending not to be gay. But even at that aside, it was very slow for me in parts. There was a lot of slow, nothing happening, and then the action sequences were kind of cut. Like they were like
your brain has been fried by the internet. You can't handle more than 7 second clips anymore.
Probably not. I need to be shawls up TikTok.
You just need it on YouTube.
I've played a lot of Tiny Tina. Like I need stuff to blow up constantly in front of me, or I'm not like it needs to explode.
Yeah. No, it will always hold up for me. I think the rosy glasses are just like I can't be, you know, I can't judge this movie in any way that's like rational. But what I was thinking about it though is I really don't know how much my kids would like it.
I think they might.
Oh, my kids would love this. Well,
again, we're jumping ahead a bit. Like I think, but that's a good question. But the movie holds up. Like, and you know, all the jokes about like you know the homoerotic scenes aside and everything. I think that it's a solid movie. The hard part is that I have two issues with it. One, everybody likes this movie for the first half, where it's cocky dogfighting and, you know, pulling tricks and, like, all these things, you know, and banter.
Back up above the hard deck.
Then suddenly, like, it's a screeching halt and switch to where, like, Goose is dead, Tom Cruise is trying to deal with it, and... But for me, it falters right there. And as we touched on, like, he watches as his best friend dies, and everybody treats it like, listen, man, you got to get over this. You can't let this drag you down. And it's not like you're telling him this months later. It's been days.
It almost would have been a better movie in the sense that, like, you know, I'm not disagreeing with you. If Goose actually dies earlier in the movie, and it becomes a bigger, like, that becomes more of the story about him trying to get back into being the fighter pilot that he was. Like, instead of it just being like a quick cut montage, you know, for the last 17 minutes.
17 hours even, though. Like, that's the time frame they're talking about. It would have cost them nothing to edit.
But that's what I'm saying.
It's like you're 100% right.
I think the sequence of it, if Goose had actually died, maybe in that first encounter when they're in the Indian Ocean, right? And the whole story becomes about Maverick trying to get his mojo back while going through flight school and then going...
Well, that again, it's not flight school. It's
not, top, I know, not
but, flight, but the hard gun, part is gun, that yes. to be Top Gun, he has to be at his best.
Yep.
And there is no way he's anywhere near... And they do touch on that. He's like, I'm not doing this. I'm out. He still graduates. He's still like... all this stuff, but like...
Yeah, and him having enough points at that point that it didn't matter. So it's like, okay, so he gets to a certain amount, he's enough points, he can shoot the instructor, like, with a shotgun, and then he still graduates because he had enough points.
I mean, maybe not
nothing matters
for that, but
well,
I mean,
but, okay, well, he watched his friend die. I feel like that would psych value maybe harm your chances
and that's the problem is... And well, let's take a moment, like, so Goose dies, and then he's still at, like, Maverick is in the hospital cleaning himself up when, you know, the head instructor says, hey, man, Goose is dead.
Was at the hospital.
I know. So, listen, people die. A lot of people died in Vietnam.
Yeah.
And you just, there'll be others. So, you know, buckle up, Buttercup. Let's get you back out there. And then a couple days later, they are setting him back up with a co-pilot he's never flown with before, engaging like...
Well, that was Cougar's Rio, right?
That was Hollywood.
No, Merlin was Cougar's Rio on the aircraft carrier. So Merlin becomes Maverick's Rio again when they get back out
there. Okay, Rio is the guy behind him, right?
Tim Robbins.
Yeah, but that... No, before that, it was Hollywood.
No, but Rio, is that was the you, term for the person who's... like who, we have no idea what their
who's
job is.
Rio?
What was Goose's
the
job?
The Rio. The rear operator.
Okay.
Also known as co-pilot.
Is it, though?
He's not a co-pilot. Oh,
okay, but whatever he is...
What does he do?
So
we he operates job, from the rear.
My point is that he...
It's not what you're saying.
He's
given... I have people skills. I talk to the engineers so the public doesn't
I tell
have
you
to.
When they're shooting. Like, it's on the right. It's on the left. It's like I can see it on my screen with all this $1 million of equipment.
But that's like... And then immediately give him a new guy. He can't engage. He's like, no, Maverick's not engaging. It's been a couple days. And then his girlfriend is like, hey, so I got this job. I'm moving out. Were you just going to leave and not say goodbye to me? And he goes, well, I mean, I don't know.
My best friend just died.
I'm kind of getting drunk. It's been 4 days. We haven't even had the funeral. I just had to bring the stuff to his widow. I don't know. So his girlfriend leaves him. Everybody and everyone's like, just get on with it. And that I'm having a hard time with because that's
it's
just jarring. Messed. That's just messed
it's
up.
And
that was Uncle Sam doesn't wait for anyone.
It's no, a very but that stupid was, this bottle. Kind of movie was what we grew up with. Where like guys are like, man, if you have something tragic happen to you, you gotta not deal with it.
You should just stuff down. Your feelings way the fuck
down. Push
you
know, it down like you're trying to kiss a girl.
You know, and just drink a little bit and then get right back on there.
Yeah.
And then even deploy him. I'm like, hey, let's have him on a mission. A really important mission where he's got to back people up in real combat. This will be good for him.
So what you're saying is this is like Uncle Buck with planes.
Yes, exactly.
What? Huh? How dare you?
So it took a second.
Wait.
So that's...
John Candy didn't repress anything in that movie.
And there was a lot. That's quite a crossover.
It's true. Neil's not wrong. There's a lot of repression of feelings going on.
The whole movie is about him repressing his wife who's not there anymore, right?
That's Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
That's Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Oh, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Completely different film. Completely different film.
I'm lost. Like, this is a deep cut.
You're right.
Yes.
It is like Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
That's what I meant.
Planes, Trains, and
just all planes.
Yes. It's all just planes. No automobiles. No trains.
No buses. No trucks.
In fairness, I didn't know it was Tim Robbins in this film, so you know John Candy could have been in there and I would have been like, you know, just crammed into the back of the
cockpit. That would be amazing.
John Candy. I would have loved to have seen John Candy as the flight tower controller
the guy.
Guy
with coffee.
You saying he wouldn't fit in the plane? I think he'd fit in the plane.
I don't think he'd fit in the plane.
So that's my take. I think the movie is enjoyable. It's good, but I have a very, like, it's a sudden jarring disconnect for me for the second half.
It's a stupid plot hole, too. It's not even necessary. Like, we could literally take this movie and edit, like, some, you know, slides, some
guys,
transitions,
so
and say,
much
3 months
that
later.
Plot holes that...
Well,
no, but that was stupid. There was no need to rush that.
They did it for the first guy. In the very beginning of the movie, when that guy has trouble, like, he gets freaked out, he can't land, and Maverick has to help him land and all that stuff, he quits. They're like, oh yeah, you should, you know, like, it, we accept your resignation. You had a moment up there and you're never going to fly again. We totally get that. No, they've invested like $10 million in your training.
Why didn't they let Tom Cruise quit? Like, yeah. If it's okay for Cougar to quit, then Maverick, it should be okay for Maverick. But like Maverick, it's like, no, you get your ass back up there.
I'm just, it's just all sorts of things, man. All sorts of things. But some really sweet air pilot, like fight.
The you know what didn't even there. Bother me is all of the inconsistencies with the cinematography photo shoot. It's like when they fly into the jet wash and he's spinning out, right? There's definitely mountains in the scenes. And next thing you know, oh, we're way out of the ocean now where we splash down. Oh,
that's a good point.
No, it happens like all through the movie. Like if you're paying attention in this, like every camera cut angle, you're like, mountains, ocean, mountains, ocean. Mountains,
well, that, it's ocean. Like that around San Diego.
There are mountains near the ocean too.
Where are they? That's a question. Like, where are they flying?
No, but I mean like even the Indian Ocean stuff.
It's amazing how the Indian Ocean looks nothing like.
Ian's just not happy with any criticism at all.
The movie is perfect. No, I mean, I get what you're saying. Yeah.
I mean, that's...
I'm kind of surprised I was so cool with all of that when I was, you know, however young I was when I first saw it. Like,
you're okay.
A lot of that is not thrilling for, like, a kid, though. And also, well, I watched this movie with my parents many times, which is kind of odd to think about.
Me too. Even
the Take My Breath Away, Love...
All of it.
Yeah. Okay, first off, that was the lamest, tamest, like, 80s sex scene.
But as a 10-year-old, I'm definitely very uncomfortable watching that.
It's probably the most tongue I've seen in a movie ever.
I watched Species with my parents. That was some awkward sex because she turns into an alien and straight up drowns a guy mid-coitus in a hot tub.
Yep, I remember that.
That awoke a lot of weird things for me.
I just, the most awkward...
Not all of them bad.
I'm not even going to go there for a different podcast episode.
But you do have a hot tub.
Anyways.
Question number two. This is going to be an interesting one.
Well, they're just made the sequel, so...
I know, but let's imagine that is not there.
So there's
and
no...
we also know for decades, all of us, everyone wanted a sequel for years and years and years. But I'd like to ask the question of a reboot, because... if this movie was to be rebooted, I would like to... I want some actors here of who you'd want. Because I think this movie could be rebooted better, as you said, Dave, with some editing choices.
I think, yeah, we could do it. We could take it out now and we could edit that with just some transitions. And that would have like, fixed a lot of the...
Like iMovie
even
transitions?
We could even do some ADR and just say, like...
3 months later, 6 months later, in somewhere in the Gulf of... You know, they could have done anything.
Insert text box.
Yeah, well, absolutely. We could have done that. He could have spent a year, like, you know, recovering or whatever you wanted to call it. He's just done a bunch of stuff.
You know, every time, like, he's not listed as, like, he's not
an
he's still a pilot,
duty,
but he's, like, not listed as flight ready.
Would you want to see this movie rebooted?
Go. It's a question for all of us.
Yeah, it's a question for all of us, but I definitely would. I think this...
I don't know. I feel like it's kind of...
updated and rebooted for the modern... Like, honestly, I have a gut feeling that's what... Top Gun Maverick.
Yeah,
is
I think that's.
Yeah.
I'm not expecting too much from it. I think there'll be some interesting.
I've heard good reviews coming out.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure that they've made the flight scenes like that much better.
Insanely good.
Insanely good. Whatever.
These are pretty cool. I still enjoyed the dogfighting in the...
There's a lot of swirly sky, though. I didn't find it... Like, I found it hard to track what was actually even happening. They were kind of explaining, I'm going to break, and then he's going to go by me, and you see the shot, and it's like, oh, okay. But, like, if you watch some of the air shows that they have now, like, some of those pilots, like, real-world piloting is insanely good.
Well, I think they were saying that the Blue Angels, like, the when they go in one formation, like, the distance between...
They're less than 2 feet apart from each other.
Or something like less than a beer can. Or something like that.
Really?
Like,
crazy.
I mean, it's
like
their wings are super close.
Yeah. It's insane, and you can watch that, like, and it's really entertaining to watch it. I can never answer this question other than yes, they should reboot it since the Karate Kid TV series, like for season one of the Karate Kid. That TV series is insanely good, and I would never put that together. I would never say, oh, I want a TV series where these actors are older and these guys are grown up. That would be good. You could make anything amazing.
Okay, it's like...
A foot and a half.
Well, that's a tall beer can, but still.
It's a very large beer
can.
That's
that's the end of the week.
Just
I need
beer cans. Well, so I guess that's a good point. Like, I feel like this story is pretty contained. I don't know rebooting it or, like... I think... I don't know. I think it would just be a plain movie of some kind. But I would be interested in, like, Maverick teaching Top Gun school and just following, like, make it like a Netflix series, maybe like
Disney Plus
or something, and have like, you know, a group of pilots going through the Top Gun program and just, you know, kick it out for like the actual 10 weeks, 10 episodes.
They do never explain though how they can be actively engaged with, like, with the Russians. It's like, how is this not World War III started? Like, it's not like they can just kill each
other. You hear that? The colonel at the end is like, well, the other side denies anything happened, but.
Yeah, but like, what if they decided, yeah, something did happen, then we're going to nuke Washington or something? Well, you know what I mean? Like, it's never really explained.
This is the
it's
same
like,
year
yeah,
that
we can just
Chernobyl
kill each other.
Happened, and the Russians really didn't want to say anything happened for like a whole week and a half before.
That was a good TV series.
That was an excellent TV series.
So I that's my take, is I'd watch some sort of like Netflix series, and I think Maverick might work, but I can't think of a reason to straight up reboot Top Gun. And,
okay.
Yeah, I mean, it leaves off at a place where it's perfect for a sequel, which is basically what they're doing.
What about a prequel?
The story of Viper and Maverick's dad.
Maverick's dad,
Also known as... What was... Did they ever give his call sign? They call everybody by their call sign.
Was he Maverick as well? Was that...
Boy, I would be talking about having daddy issues. Your call sign is your dad's call sign before he died.
Well, they did make... Was it Hot Shots? Is that the spoof of this?
Yes. I was thinking I had my father's eyes, and he's like, he has
But isn't that also a Rambo spoof, too? Hot Shots.
That's
part?
Hot Shots part did. That's the Rambo spur.
Yeah. I loved you in... What was this? As he goes by the father. Yeah. Douglas's, isn't it?
Yeah, it was because...
I loved you in... What was the thing he says?
I loved you in Platoon. I loved you in Apocalypse Now.
Yeah.
It's one of the best cameos ever.
Yeah. Superb.
All right. Back to Neil's original question about his kids.
I don't know how much they would like it. Maybe they'd just be saying what we said earlier, like the first half is pretty sweet, and the second half,
I think they'll just get caught up in the planes.
Yeah, the planes are pretty.
The planes
cool.
In the uniform, and the tongue kissing,
the sweet tidy whities.
Well, we'll get to the tongue kissing.
Sweet tidy whities.
You make a good point with the uniform, because Calla gets excited when she sees any woman dressed as a doctor or as a dentist. So, like. You know, medical doctor, dentist, sometimes scientist, or nurse. Like, then she's like, I want to see that movie that had the doctor. And you'd be like, Calla, that was like a 10-second scene. Let's watch that. So
yeah, but that's The Conjuring Part 3.
Her choices are weird. So I think that you're right, Pete. I think the kids would enjoy it, but they might be like, they would start tuning out, I think, for some parts.
Well, the second half when, like, all of the... Although my kids are both very, like, empathetic. When Goose dies, I'm sure one of them would be crying.
I mean, that's still emotional. Like, that's a rough death.
And that synthesizer is super sad synth.
Super sad synth.
Like, that's a program on those Casios from 1988 that you could...
It was just one button.
Just one button would play sad synth.
Yeah, it's just a goose with a line through it.
Goose or no goose, which button do you want?
I was going to say panda with, like, a, you know, frowny face, but, like...
Sad panda.
Thank you, Pete.
Since we brought it up, should we talk about that moonlit blue sex scene in this movie?
Do we have to?
With the worst kissing ever.
Brian was very upset by the kissing.
I like, if they clicked teeth, it would have been just... Would
I'm
be
pretty
the worst
sure they
kiss
locked
of all
their
time.
Braces.
And as Pete pointed out, she was straight before that scene.
It seemed as though
there's got to be a better way than this.
Both of them were very confused on how to kiss each other, because
it was just mad. It really did. It looked like how my first kiss felt.
It's like, we are definitely using tongue. That it's whatever like way we're going to shoot this, there's definite tongue.
Two aliens dressed as humans met and were both trying to convince the other one that they're a true human. And they're like, we kiss now. Yes, I know kissing. We shall kiss.
It's like Bugman from Men in Black now. Trying to, like, make out with someone.
And it's not a thing in like movies, like actors talk about a lot of time that there's
keep it
no
together,
tongue.
Neil.
That's the whole thing about kissing scenes. There's no tongue.
I mean, I've seen a lot of tongue in movies.
No, but like in the talkies.
But I've seen that in interview. That's the thing they always talk about when they have to do love scenes together. They just no tongue. No?
I've seen there's been a lot of tongue. Or like, we just saw that, like, they did it where they had their lips, both their mouths were open, lips were kind of touching, and then their two tongues kept stabbing at each other.
Yeah,
like they were fencing, Dave.
It was like a prequel to Aliens.
There was a thing in the black and white era of film where kisses were not allowed to last more than 3 seconds.
I'm not going back that far. I'm thinking about like Graham Norton, where they have interviews and they ask like, "Well, how was the love scene? Like 50 Shades of Grey or whatever." And they always seem to say the same thing. Who's wearing a sock? Yeah. Well, they always seem to say the same thing about it. Like no tongue.
Yeah, I'm sure sex scenes. Like they're all like whenever they film sex scenes now, there are a lot. Like it's choreographed. There are like lots of rules to follow. Like it's very specific, it's like very 60 protected. People in like the it's room. Yeah. It's so that everyone is comfortable horrendous. And no one is yeah. being taken advantage of. And so they might say things like, "You're not going to show this. We're not going to do this. You're not going to put your hand here." Like I can understand yeah. that, but I've seen all sorts of movie kissing, and I'm sure a lot of people will have like no top 10 not, movie kisses of all time.
Those movies, Brian.
No. Legit movies.
No kissing in those movies.
And, Princess no Bride, kissing at all. Great kissing.
Well, at least not on the
not there.
This movie, terrible kissing. All around.
Top Gun, worst kissing movie ever.
I bet you if you Google that, that's probably there.
I'm sure our fans are going to be like, "I'm going to check that right now."
I still had a great time watching this movie.
I didn't answer what I let the kids watch it, or what I think they should watch it. Yeah. And my answer is no.
Well, you have so many rules, Captain Rule Man.
No.
Captain the Rule Maker.
Rules is how you know it's fun, Pete.
That's
if you're not keeping score, how would you possibly know it's fun?
So who made the comment that at the infamous volleyball scene, Anthony Edwards?
That was me. Only one wearing a shirt.
Again,
there's probably a reason for that.
He wasn't later though. Actually, he was in a scene where he was totally topless.
Yeah, Anthony Edwards was no schlub. Like he was doing okay. Like,
well, he's a married man. He was being
modest.
Oh, he's modest.
Yeah. Yeah. He was modest.
Those things were taken.
I thought Pete's point about the volleyball net being lowered was probably the best point of that entire scene. How small? That's a tennis.
Jump, Tom Cruise, jump. You can do it.
There's definitely something going on because a lot of those actors were pretty tall, and we all know Tom Cruise was probably sitting on a crate.
Who made the point about the general at the very start? he's after falling in a hole there. There's no way he could possibly be that much. He's like a foot shorter than Tom Cruise.
Peeking over Tom Cruise's shoulder.
What is he, a little person? Yeah.
Everybody, like, they make Tom Cruise look like he's a normal sized, you know, like
5'10",
like 6'5".
He's like 5'7", isn't he?
He's like 5'5".
No.
Yeah.
He's very small.
Tom Cruise is petite.
If it says 5'7", he's no more than 5'5".
No.
How tall? Everybody knows men add 2 inches.
All of his power, I can imagine he's actually got Google to add 2 inches.
There have been talks about
5'7".
He's 5'7".
He's 5'2".
Is Tom Cruise really 5'4"?
Yeah.
Tom Cruise is apparently 5'7".
There it is.
Vanilla Sky is always the one I remember. He's in a shot where he's at a police station and he's been arrested for something. You know the way they have the mugshot where they've got the height behind it? And the height is 6'2".
It's a 6'2".
Yeah. You can look up and see.
Wow.
And he's like right on the 6'2". Yeah. He's like, nope. Sorry, Tom.
Oh, Tommy.
Just no. No,
okay.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Anyways, gentlemen, this was fun.
That was fun.
What are we doing next week?
Well, that's a good question. Are we gonna veer into some more
Tom Cruise universe,
or are we gonna veer into like military, or are we gonna do like something
Tim Robbins vehicle because he was in this?
Well, I mean, he played such a major role as Magic Man,
and he was there too, Magic Man.
It wasn't so long. Apocalypse Now. As soon as he said it, I was like, "Whoa, that's a good movie."
I've never seen Apocalypse.
It's long.
I've read Into the Heart of Darkness.
Sorry, I'm catching my breath.
We don't have time.
You've never seen it.
I know, like the gist.
I got the gist. That hurts.
There's some napalm. It smells.
No.
We're in the jungle.
No.
Someone's acting all weird because they've gone like full native.
No, quote. Dude, it is an amazing film.
Both things that you just said are true.
Yes, but it's not the hours to do this. Getting into a completely different thing. Well, that's the thing. It's long. This would be when you'd have to watch it first.
We'd have to do a two-parter. It'd be like Apocalypse Now, Part 1.
Yeah.
Apocalypse Now and Apocalypse Later.
We're going to need some more ice cream.
So, Neil, do you have any ideas of what you would want to watch for a movie?
That's a good question. We had a lineup for the last few podcasts, and then this was the last thing in the list.
Mm-hmm. We could do something like old school Jaws.
We've done a lot of mainstream stuff. I wouldn't mind doing something a little
esoteric.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, we could go super deep. We did have a request a few years back when we were describing the podcast for a movie called Rat Boy. about a boy who looked like a rat. Oh, it was the favorite movie of one of the coworkers of our wives.
Is it Eric Stoltz? Who's in it?
You would think, because that man just wants to have funky makeup on his face. But yeah, so
if you I think we should do something weird that people have not heard of before.
Roller Boys. Prayer for the Roller Boys.
Nobody's ever heard of that movie. That movie
was magnificent.
What about the original Red Dawn?
Oh.
Also long?
Also rebooted.
Also rebooted. Nightmare on Elm Street, the original.
Also rebooted.
The original Firestarter, which is getting its reboot this year.
That could be...
Porky's. 48 Hours.
I think I watched that recently. It's really
good. I would do Firestarter. That is... I stand by that. That is an amazing Stephen King book, and that was a very good movie.
Ooh, speaking of Stephen King, Shawshank Redemption. Maybe not a long one, though.
Roadhouse.
We haven't done Roadhouse yet?
We have not done Roadhouse.
I was going to say, Roadhouse, not Porky's, but there are different things.
There are different things.
Completely all right,
different.
Well, my vote is either Firestarter or Roadhouse. Everyone can hear it live as we all discuss.
I've never seen Firestarter. Roadhouse.
Neil, what do you think? Any?
I mean, I think Roadhouse is one that a lot of people have seen many times, especially on TV, so let's do Firestarter.
Let's do Firestarter. I bet you...
Let's do Firestarter.
I bet a lot of people have not seen
just for the Peter Griffin.
Roadhouse. That's true. Yeah. But that's a good point. Like, I have a feeling a lot of
listeners...
I'm not
sure I've seen all of Roadhouse.
I'm not sure I've ever seen it. Is that one where he's like a bouncer and he's like kicking everybody?
Patrick Swayze? Oh, yeah. Patrick Swayze. Yeah, kick. Perfect hair. Like, can you rip some guy's throat out?
Yeah, but perfect hair... It is very 80s. Yeah. It's the mullet. He has the mulletiest of mullets.
But it was more like a full head of hair, though.
It was the Patrick Swayze. He was just being Patrick Swayze.
It was the Patrick Swayze.
Yeah, it was Patrick
Swayze. But no, this is Firestarter. We've got Drew Barrymore...
Before I stop the podcast, something I didn't say, because I'm the outlier, I didn't think the movie held up. The music was very good. The music was excellent.
Oh, that's true. The Top Gun soundtrack.
I don't think we talked about it enough.
Notch.
The music was.
Except for the synth.
Top drawer.
But it was sad synth. It was sad synth.
You know,
sad
not again, because they couldn't afford anything after all the money they blew on logins.
They had spent all the money. It's true.
I mean, it's not like they have the same kind of money we do for our musical.
Okay, so what did we settle on?
Firestarter.
Okay, yeah. Firestarter it is.
Yeah.
Oh, great. And Emmy shows up right at the end.
Oh,
taking
she filming
our picture
this?
And are you videotaping us?
It's a picture.
Oh.
Okay.
You want to say hi to all of our fans? Is this cool videotaping if it's like digital?
Okay. It's okay. You're already on there.
You're on. Emmy, from our most popular podcast, Big Trouble in Little China.
That's a throwback. That was
awesome.
Glorious movie.
Glorious.
All right, we're winding down.
Yep. Guys, any final parting words?
Nope, fun as always.
Fun as always.
I enjoyed it.
We were too close for missiles. We switched to guns.
Not leaving my wingman. All right, guys. We'll see you next week.
Thank you. Yeah, he learned his lesson.
He
learned how to get out of
the jet stream,
and he never leaves his wingman, and then he succeeds. That's all you need.
If only he had done it earlier, Goose would be alive.
If he could only learn how to sing, we've lost the whole field. Anyways, later, guys. Secret start of the after.
I really hope no one's listening.
Hope no one's listening.
They're gonna be pissed for like 43 minutes, and it's just 3 minutes of this. Hearing Emmy make some stuff in the microwave.
I'm checking my phone.
Send us an email. Dad's Movie Night at gmail.com. I just forgot to add that. All right, bye guys.